In another court case, the clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch has agreed to pay $50 million to settle lawsuits claiming it discriminates against minorities and women. Under the settlement, Abercrombie will change its hiring practices and create an Office of Diversity. Tamara Keith reports from member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio.
Walk into the Abercrombie & Fitch store at Columbus's Tuttle Mall, and the first thing you see is a giant picture of a hunky, bare-chested blonde man. He's also on the cover of the company's winter catalog. That look is very much a part of Abercrombie's image, say teenage shoppers Vita Imrie and Travis Jones.
I think they're going for sort of a preppy look, but at the same time, like, the style sort of ragged jeans for, like, I think sort of like a California, I don't know. I like it.
That's what it tries for. You know, you go there and you look like the models. It seems like they model the people more than the clothes in there, but I don't know.
Something must be working, because Abercrombie's clothes have become a fashion staple for many teenagers. The company was sued in federal court last year by individual plaintiffs, civil rights groups, and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The suits, which have been combined for settlement purposes, accuse the retailer of favoring white men, both in hiring and branding. Eddie Gonzalez is a senior at Stanford University and one of the named plaintiffs in the case.
I was looking for a summer job, so I went to Abercrombie and I asked them what positions they were hiring for. And the lady I spoke to said that while they were hiring for all positions, I personally should apply to be in the stock room or the overnight crew.
Gonzalez says he submitted an application and went in for a group interview.
No firm questions were asked. It was just really, it just looked like it was based on looks. And the only people they really paid attention to were the two Caucasian people that were at the interview.
He says he never heard from the company again and feels he was overlooked because he didn't fit the Abercrombie image. Plaintiffs' attorneys say they've documented hundreds of cases of minorities not getting jobs at Abercrombie or being relegated to non-sales jobs. The company admits no wrongdoing, but has signed on to a sweeping settlement and promised to create a $40 million fund to be shared by those denied employment or promotion as a result of discrimination. It will also pay approximately $10 million for attorney's fees and outside compliance monitoring. Abercrombie will create an Office of Diversity and has already hired a vice president for diversity. It will also hire minority recruiters to seek out Black, Latino, Asian, and female employees. Company president and chief operating officer Bob Singer says while this will require a new way of thinking for Abercrombie executives, he downplays the overall impact.
I think that essentially it will not be a change. I think that we will continue to manage with the same values we've always had. And I think obviously what I hope and believe will happen is that the result will be that the company's employees and the company's customers will become an ever more diverse group.
Kimberly West Falcon is with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and served as co-counsel for the plaintiffs. She says Abercrombie has realized that diversity makes good business sense.
Instead of having a company that would hide employees of color in the back or just simply refuse to hire them because that was not consistent with the image that they were trying to put forward, now you have a company that is actually committed to hiring diversity recruiters, to having a VP of diversity. So it's not just a Band-Aid here.
And the changes could extend beyond Abercrombie. Brad Seligman is lead counsel on an employment discrimination case against Walmart and says this settlement could have many more companies worried about litigation based on what he calls image discrimination.
They'll see this rather large settlement, and they're going to be asking themselves, we better take a look at what we're doing. Do we have a problem too? And maybe it's a place they weren't looking carefully enough before. It certainly will get their attention.
The plaintiff's attorneys are now looking for additional people who feel they faced employment discrimination from Abercrombie and might be eligible for the settlement funds. The settlement is expected to be finalized in federal court sometime this spring. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Columbus, Ohio.